Hello, football fans, and welcome to the final day of August 2015, which means it is the first international break coming up for us this weekend. And today we're going to break down every single game of the next match day. No, we're not.
And preview some games?
Yeah. Yeah. Especially those obscure Eastern European / Russian area type games. Kazakhstan against Turkmenistan. They're the ones. They're a lot of fun.
I think Turkmenistan actually play in the Asian Confederation.
You might be right, actually.
No.
I had a barber once upon a time who was from Turkmenistan.
Really?
Yeah.
I think he was just winding you up.
No, he definitely was. Well, maybe he was. But why would he wind me up about that? Oh, you've got me now. I'm not really from Turkmenistan. Welcome to the podcast. James Sharman here alongside Thomas Dobby and Pedro Martinez. What's with the Expos hat?
Well, I can't wear a Tigers hat and hold my head high anymore in this city. It was the first one I grabbed, but I knew I was going to hear about it. It was Canada Baseball Day yesterday.
Oh, okay.
So I think Molinaro's already canceled the podcast.
You have so many teams that you now have to go to teams that don't even exist anymore.
You've run the gambit,
right?
I just thought this is a very supportive hat for the excitement level for the sport in this country right now.
Jay's hat.
Embrace the Jays, Ryan. You're going to wear an Expos hat.
If I walked in with a Jays hat today, what would you say to me?
Probably crush you even more.
Exactly.
It's true. But you go to games all the time.
Exactly. No, I do.
There's room on the bandwagon, punters. The only rule is, if you hop on the Jays bandwagon now, you're a Jays fan and you're no longer a Tigers fan.
That's so not happening at all. However,
really?
I'm incredibly supportive of all of you to enjoy life more than I got to as a Tigers fan with two World Series losses. So, you know, I'm certainly pulling for you.
Yeah. Verlander was doing that edge walk under the CN Tower yesterday.
Nice to see his head was in the ball game.
Yeah, wasn't it?
I saw a family when we came home from the soccer tournament eating ice cream. And they couldn't have looked more depressed. Like, you know, when the joke is, I'm sad, I'm going to eat bad. That's exactly what this family looked like eating ice cream. All decked out in Tigers gear.
Oh, okay.
It's funny, you mentioned, he's not in the game, but he's pitching. Well, it wasn't pitching, so who cares?
Pitching.
But look at David Price, right?
Yeah, no,
he's
true.
He's batting gloves with
Charmin,
him, right?
Hey, James Sharman, everybody, watching the Jays games, commenting
intently,
on Price.
It's awesome. He's in the dugout, pitching. Right?
And yeah,
he's like living and breathing every single pitch. He's got his batting gloves in his pocket. He's not going to pitch, let alone bat.
Yeah. But you're preaching
amazing
to the choir. It's awesome.
Love it.
He's pitching tonight. I'll be there.
Oh, I'm so happy how right now Molinaro is just like beside himself.
I've already been canceled.
Yeah.
Twice.
This is the last podcast. This will never go to air.
No, he's edited this out.
Yeah, totally. Hello and welcome, Manchester United. That was a weird cut. What's
7 minutes left in the pod because we talked about the Jays the whole time.
We're actually, the three of us are coming off a rather successful Rock the Pitch tournament on Sunday.
Yeah.
In the aid of a great cause, Gulu United and the Athletes for Africa charity. Our Sportsnet team did pretty well, I thought. You know, unbeaten in the group phase, didn't accomplish quite enough to progress, but we played Stephen Caldwell's team in the first game, 0-0.
0-0.
It was a good result.
Really good.
Yeah.
Punters, you put together a good team. I was impressed.
Thanks, buddy. Yeah, it was great. I was happy to take the reins from you and thrilled to see you able to participate when it looked like you weren't able to. How I ended up marking Stephen Caldwell and when I wasn't, Sixero was, that's beyond me.
Well, the fact that he didn't score while you guys were marking him.
Yeah.
More importantly.
Yeah.
Well, so you did your job.
A bit of a Chad Barrett finisher. Just saying.
Two wins and two draws, though. Pretty decent.
I thought it was impressive. Yeah.
It's tough qualifying to get through that. You have to be top of the group, so we lost out.
And the Man City Supporters Club of Toronto, their team played three games in a row. And against us, we thought, eight players, they're going
to
be easy.
They held us to 3-3.
This 15-year-old kid schooled us.
I know. He was good, wasn't he? He was very good. That first goal, he just burned me. Yeah. On the counter-attack, ball came out from a corner, I think, and he had the shoulder on me, and then within about 3 seconds, he was about 15 feet down the field, and I was, like, lugging behind him.
15-year-old kid, he had the shoulder on me.
Yeah, you guys did well. We, as a team, were pretty decent.
It was a great day.
My 55-year-old father put us to shame.
So. Lexi Martin, former Canadian international, she was out for us, and she was very good, which helped.
She looked pretty good.
Yeah, she did. All right, well, listen, let's get to the weekend game, shall we? Big storylines emerging, boys, given tomorrow is a transfer deadline. We should go over every single rumor right now.
Yes, that's every what rumor. I want to do for sure.
Yeah, shall we?
I love that.
A lot of panicky Pete's out there right now, in the boardrooms of various clubs. Oh my God, we've done nothing so far. Oh, here's £36 million for a 19-year-old striker who scored 16 goals in 60 games. Manchester United. Anthony Martial.
Oh, so you believe in Anthony Martial.
Martial.
Which, let's be honest, he will immediately be called Anthony Martial the second
Martial,
he comes to the
I know,
Premier
League. Sure. It's funny because, I was reading a bunch of stuff about him, and I'm just, listen, apparently he's very, very good. He's going to be
a very good player.
Yeah, we did, Monaco, yeah. But he's called like the new Thierry Henry, right? Mm-hmm. And I was reading some stories about why is that. And obviously, he's got some pace. He can shoot from distance, has some of the similar attributes. But his cousin goes, no, he was called that because he's got a similarly shaped weird head. That's why he's called Thierry Henry. Not because of his mad skills, because of his head.
Is his cousin plain English? It sounds like it'd be part of the Rowan Ricketts family.
Maybe, yeah. Ricketts got a relatively normal shaped head, though.
Well, I guess so. I was just referring to the cousin reference, the spokesperson.
Just because I mentioned the word cousin, you thought, who do I know that's a cousin of someone that's got a bit of celebrity?
Who speaks for their
plain English and
footballer cousin? Yeah.
Ricky was playing yesterday, by the way. Still got some skills.
Yes, he does.
For an old man.
Mm. It's not me, it's my shoes. Yeah. That's what he says.
Anyway, listen, I kind of jumped the gun there with the Martial. But United lost to Swansea 2-1. Ayew had a great game. That assist on the Gomis goal, outside of his left foot.
Beautiful.
Man, what a beautiful pass that was.
Free transfer as well. I mean, talk about a steal. And Swansea have just continued to find the right guys. They had to, unfortunately for them, sell on a couple players, Boney being one of them. But the way that they kind of continue to recreate the squad and remake it and, bringing Sigurdsson back and just, they just have a really nice foundation there now that, you look at that pile of teams that can knock on the door. And I mean, I wouldn't be surprised at all if Swansea can be a team that finished seventh or eighth and maybe even knock on the door for sixth with the way that they've established themselves is so tough to break down, so tough to beat at home. And, yesterday the life in that stadium, as soon as it was 1-1, that second goal, I mean, you could feel it coming just a few minutes later just because of the way that the team was, rallied behind and the crowd just going nuts. It's one of the best atmospheres in the Premier League, and the team feeds off it, and it really shows.
I was actually disappointed. I was expecting you to wear your Gary Monk for the England job shirt.
not quite yet. We'll see England.
Not made yet?
Drop the next two games in qualifying, and then we'll
against San Marino and Switzerland.
Depends on which Wayne Rooney are we going to see? The one that can score a hat trick on a Champions League Wednesday night in Belgium, or the one that can't get it going on a Sunday afternoon in Wales?
0 goals in his last 10 league games for Rooney now.
Boy.
Gomez has 9 in his last 10.
He's got to change that damn goal celebration. He's ruining the Lion King for people. Gomez, yes.
Not having it, eh?
Because he keeps scoring.
I thought you'd embrace it. I thought you'd like it.
I do like celebrations, and that one is fine if you're going to have alternatives, but you can't do that every
time?
Goal. Not if you're going to score twice a match in every match.
But you can't do it, though, sporadically.
You have all the time.
You
have
a Rolodex
it's like
of
the
celebrations.
You couldn't, Diro couldn't have scored a goal and then, I'm not going to shake and bake.
With all due respect
Mike
to Foligno Diro,
couldn't
he didn't
do it
score
once every
a goal
ten
again.
The jump.
Amazing. What a reference. Outstanding.
Right. All right.
That's what you're saying?
Before your time, punters. Sorry. Mike Foligno was a hockey player on the
brilliant
league.
Brilliant. Always in his ass, wasn't he? He'd always fall over.
Oh, yeah. Then jumping.
Mick Foligno, pretty good player too, actually.
He's not bad, yeah.
LVG. LVG's got to feel like he's on his ass. I mean, how desperate are you that you're relying on Marouane Fellaini up front? This is why you're talking about £55 million for Anthony Martial.
Yeah, you could be right. I know. I mean, it's worked in the past, sticking Fellaini up there, late in games. But still, I agree with you. It's a bit of a panic buy.
Yeah,
by LVG, God, now what? Oh, we'll stick the big man up there.
And letting Cheech go to Leverkusen, I know he was never really in favor in the squad, but just for the cover, the position you're in now, you're telling me you couldn't keep a hold of him until January?
Yeah, it is so thin. I mean, and if, Martial is going to be the replacement, I mean, 19 years old and just not exactly a proven player.
He's not for this season,
is he? Not exactly, and it's just kind of like, so Rooney or bust? I mean, what are you doing up front? The problems are so evident.
Yeah,
you've got no chance to compete for the title if that's going to be your
option. Centre back is an issue too right now. You've got Chris Smalling, who admittedly played pretty well the first three games. And you've got Daley Blind, who is not a centre half. Right? He shouldn't be playing there.
No. And the De Gea thing could still happen. And it's just
right, isn't it?
This team, the foundation is just going to be...
Romero's not good enough.
Yeah.
We saw that.
Yeah.
He's not good.
Apparently
Navas. You saw that evident in this game against Swansea, you mean?
Sorry?
Against Swansea, that was your...
Yeah, well, I mean, but the first three games, I know he hadn't given up a goal in the first three games, which was fair enough, but he wasn't that busy.
Right.
He's not a commanding presence like De Gea was, is he?
Right.
By any stretch. And to be a championship contending team, you need a commanding presence back there, surely.
Sure, but if you're one of those teams that's going to outscore your opposition, it's okay.
Yeah.
We're talking about one goal a game United. Yeah. Boy. Yeah.
You mentioned Navas there. What? Is that a rumor?
A rumor that he might go back to United in the... Yeah, swap for De Gea. Keylor Navas.
They should really twist Real's arm and throw some cash and get a body. I mean, even get... why is his name escaping me?
What's Benzema?
What's the...
it'd be handy.
The Portuguese wingback.
Contrao,
yeah.
Well, because I think they're happy with Luke Shaw. I think he's terrible. He spent a lot of money on him too, right? Got his first assist, I think it was. Mm. On the weekend.
Contrao can play in midfield, but it's just a increase in quality. Like for some of the players that United have brought in, they've got pedigree, they've got potential, but that type of like experience, and Memphis Depay is one of them. You're relying on guys that don't have experience at the top level.
Yeah, but you bring in Schweinsteiger, right? Who has obviously a lot of experience.
Right. Over the hill.
I
really think he like...
Well, he's, okay, I agree. He isn't in his prime, but I still think he's got enough in the tank
to contribute to that
contribute
team
immensely.
I'm not saying he's going to be like Quaresma when he went to Inter, but I just feel as though at the end of the year, we're going to look at it and say, he could have probably done without that.
Well, it does seem this confusion, right, with United. Again, second year in a row, you got the parts, but what is going to be the final result with these parts? Can LVG find a way to have a system? And this is 50th game of the weekend for LVG. What would you grade him right now, given what he took over from David Moyes and what happened there, which was only 18 months removed from Sir Alex Ferguson, what grade would you give?
They got them back into the Champions League, which was the goal, so you have to give them that. But the league season last year, obviously finishing fourth and having to go through the playoff, and so far, not much in the cups. I mean, C? I'd give him a solid C.
Well, he got Woodward to spend money to get big players that they needed. Now, I know it didn't work out with Di Maria and Falcao, but on paper, like, those were the moves that they needed to make last year. And in the past, getting the Glazers to open up for multiple moves like that was tricky. So I think because of the Champions League bit, I might give him a B-, but it's not a flattering one.
Let's agree on C+.
I feel like that's a fair compromise.
C, got B-, okay. C+.
Sure.
Yeah, very important. To gauge an manager.
Have you guys seen Memphis Depay's get-up as he went to
international
duty?
No, I heard...
Have a boo at
that. Is it Dunlop-esque?
If you wore that, I would knock you out.
Ridiculous.
Mixed between Prince and Pharrell with the hat.
Yeah,
it is just shocking.
Yeah.
Just Google it.
He looks like a...
Oh, my
word. Well, Memphis, you can do that, if you've hit the turf running this season. You can wear what the hell you want, but the question marks are out there for your start. Just wear an Addy tracksuit, right? Like, just easier.
That is
a very early days Zlatan Ibrahimovic of you.
God almighty. Nobody can see it, of course, but just Google it.
Yeah, Google Memphis Dubai twat.
No, don't Google
that. Okay, sorry. No,
you're not at work, at least.
Don't do that.
Did I ever tell you about the IT
computers blows up?
The IT phone call I asked, or I asked, excuse me, the IT phone call that I received asking about my usage.
Ooh.
Tuesday and Wednesday afternoons. IT called because we worked in the past. We used to work during Champions League afternoons and you'd stream games and it wasn't always easily accessible via proper channels, and if anyone who's ever watched a game under improper channels, you know that there's a lot of pop-ups that come up, and when you have the type of blocking system that we have here, it's always flagged. So the amount of pornographic clicks that it looked like my account was logging. They had a bet amongst IT, apparently. But he said, he's like, hey, and it was someone who knew football and this. He just wanted to sort it out. He's like, by chance, you stream a lot of games during the day? Yeah, I do. Why? You see the clicks? He's like, yeah, it's more the flagged porn clicks.
That's hilarious.
It's like, it was something like 300 an hour.
Really?
Come up. Well, you were intrigued, multiple games.
So let me just clarify.
Multiple
blocks. So you're saying, though, that if just say, for example, IT realized there's been a lot of porn streamed through my phone or my computer, I could just say, well, I'm watching games. That's the reason. I'm watching games.
Yeah, oops. Memphis Depay twat actually doesn't come up with anything
T-W-A-T. Twat's an inappropriate word. Twat's a little bit different.
Okay, Memphis Depay twat.
I also use that definition.
Very good.
It's pretty much the same. Memphis Depay twat didn't come up with anything
good.
Too
there you go. Okay.
Egregious.
You can Google it then.
I just, it doesn't come up though. Just search for it on Twitter. Just Memphis Depay.
Just I today, just tweeted it. It'll well. Be the latest image. Yeah.
At this point, they're going to be quite disappointed, I think. A bit anticlimactic, right? Probably where we've blown this thing up. I think.
Oh, so it kind of sounds like Manchester United season so far.
Very Yo. Much. All looks, all flash and no substance, perhaps. All right. Chelsea lost as well. All these away teams once again, eh? This time Crystal Palace. What monsters they are on the road, though. 2-1, they beat Chelsea. Under Alan Pardew, just 2 away losses and 9 games with Palace. They are tops in 2015 with points on the road, tied with Arsenal with 25 points.
Yeah.
You talk about Swansea, you know, competing for those, that 6-7 spot, maybe. I really believe Palace could do it as well.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a fluke, you know. He does it wherever he goes. He's made some really smart signings, and they just play hard, Crystal Palace.
Yeah, I mean, I hadn't seen that match on Saturday. I was at the cottage, and I PVR'd it, and I just thought, this is the kind of game where they must have just smashed and grabbed. And I watched it last night, and I thought, they deserve that 3 points big time. And I don't know if that's more of a compliment to Palace. I think it's a combination of good for them. They went out not scared at all. I mean, within the first minute, they had created a chance. They won a corner and just looked totally up for it. And even when Chelsea equalized, I mean, for 2 minutes later, then come back and take the lead again. Mm-hmm. I mean, amazing for them. They're full of confidence. They kind of have that feel of a team that, you know, last year it was all about staying up and, you know, they changed the manager. And now it's kind of, okay, how far can we go? I think that they're good enough to be safe among, you know, the teams that are in the league this season. I think that they'll have a run at possibly finishing top 10. And when a team can play freely like that and the manager lets them play freely, I mean, they made Chelsea look stupid at times.
Did they ever? It was crazy. But and if you continue to play that way, and that this is, we question them, you know, it's very risky. They do leave themselves incredibly open. I forget what match it was where
the Arsenal game, maybe.
The Arsenal game where they were burned for that. But in this situation where you had every Palace player completely outworking opposition that is considerably better than them. I mean, Fab and Matic outfought, outworked by Kabay and Punchin, right? Again. Sakho and Bolasie. Bolasie was only a sub, way better than Hazard and Willian. And Damien Delaney owned Diego Costa. I mean, come on. They're, clearly, the issue here is Ever Carnero's gone. They've lost 2 of 3 games since.
Yeah.
That has to be it, right?
It's got to be.
What else could it
Boys
be?
Boys aren't up for it.
It's at the pace, right, and the counter-attack. I mean, it's really impressive. And they targeted Vanovic once again, who was really poor.
He's shocking.
It was Zouma and Cahill, wasn't it, the centre-backs, because yeah. JT suspended.
Yeah.
There's major issues there.
How Sakho, quickly they the way, lost
signing,
it. Oh, yeah.
Right? From Wolves, right? You came from Wolves?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
He's got a ton last year.
Right? It's been fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm really happy for Alan Pardew. That thing you tweeted out just before we came to air today, Alan Pardew gesticulating on the sidelines.
Yeah.
Quite amusing.
It's hilarious, wasn't it? I saw that Vine and the first
check
thing I thought of was...
Check out Twitter feed for that. @Brendan_download.
Our reaction. Be a nice segue for you to get to Twitter, but just before that, and talking about how well Palace have done and Pardew's done with this squad. The 11 on Saturday, the Palace 11, cost £40 million. I guess at the Chelsea 11?
£400 million.
Bit high.
No. About 250?
Very close. 208. The subs for Chelsea, £60 million.
Wow.
Like, really?
Crazy.
Yeah, it's just modern football, people.
And Jose, you know, we talk about the words that Charmin has taught us, petulant, penultimate,
twat. Pedantic.
Pedantic, yeah, but they're all quite often P's, right? Get this.
Punners.
Punners, right? Uh-huh. They're quite often P's. Jose's last 7 Premier League defeats have come versus Pulis, Poyet, Pardew, Pochettino, Pulis, Pellegrini, Pardew.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
I love it.
Isn't that hilarious?
Okay, so who can Liverpool sign as a new manager? Punch Imlach. I don't know.
Punch Imlach. Great reference. I was thinking about making the United jokes, like who are they rumored? I don't see the rumor today. Robbie Fowler. They're in for him.
I'm sure somewhere there's going to be a rumor.
Eusebio to United.
I heard Adebayor to United this morning.
Oh, that is hilarious.
Lord, please happen. Rumors. Please happen.
Well, it was like when you were going to buy not Andy Cole. Cole, what was it? Cole from West Ham.
Carlton Cole.
Carlton Cole. Remember for 10 or 12 mil? Remember that? That was the hot thing.
Who's and you, Liverpool?
West Ham, yeah, Liverpool. And then West Ham dumped him.
It's yeah. really like crazy to think how quickly this happened with Chelsea, though. I mean, what's going on here? What is happening? How did all of these players who last year were the spine of a championship-winning team started out amazing? Yeah, and the you know towards the end of the season, it was kind of getting ugly and grinding it out, but these are the title favorites here. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How has this happened to guys like Matic, who was outstanding last season?
Although Ivanovic, I saw some stats, and Matic's form dropped a lot late
towards the end of the year,
right? Like significantly, it became something that he wasn't.
Yeah,
was trying too hard. So, but it's not Jose's fault, right?
I think
he thinks that, you know, it's very unfair that they lost the match.
Yeah,
so you can't ever blame him. Yeah, so it's not him.
Fabregas, Azpilicueta, they're all just struggling all at the same time. And I mean, Hazard carried them at times last year. And if he's not doing that, it's just the whole system is. You know,
Pedro looks lively still, though. Pedro does,
absolutely.
Good, right?
So, but
I think they're going to get out of this
malaise. That says a lot that a newcomer looks, you know, one of your best players after two games.
I still think they're going to get out of this malaise. They really are.
They have to.
But the trouble is, the way City's playing at the moment, you know, it could be, say, you know, right now, is it 9 points now?
Eight points, right?
That's a lot from a team that often you see winning teams lose 2-3 games a year.
Mm-hmm.
It's eight. I mean, that is a lot at this point. I know it's 14, yeah,
but I mean, in this day and age, it's rare. There's two. It's more like 7 or 8 now. I mean, the last few years that, you know, teams do lose a lot more games. It's a lot less points to win it, but still, they better do it quickly.
I still stand by. It's still too early to, you know, forecast too much on any team.
Yeah, sure.
I think, but still, obviously, lots to play, and they'll find their form. It's probably the break's probably at just the right time for Chelsea.
But the break is certainly. But Chelsea go through these slumps, as you say, or malaise. Was that the term you use?
Malaise. As opposed to Malay.
Okay, look at you getting
like Malaysia.
Different letters of the alphabet. Oh, that'll memory trick. I'll remember that one. Yeah, very well done there, buddy.
Yes.
I forget what I was going to say about Chelsea now. Oh, the Jose like said there was two or three players that incredibly disappointed him, but he wouldn't name. But let's be honest. We know who he's blaming. Connor Wickham.
Yeah.
Beat him with Sunderland, beat him with Palace.
I guess so, right? Well, you know, Palace have now won. No, sorry. Is that Palace? Where are we here? Let me go back to our previous stuff. I would have mentioned Swansea have beaten United three times in a row.
Okay, all 2-1, actually.
Yeah. Are they?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Look at that. Everton, back to Chelsea.
Yeah, Everton away, and then Arsenal at home for Chelsea out of the break. So two tricky ones right off the hop as well. So they better come back, refreshed all these players going away on international duty, throw in a Champions League game in the middle of that as well. I mean, it's going to be busy when these guys come back from this break, right? For players going. You've got three games in a week,
going,
and then
right?
the week after that, they've got the League Cup as well. So a lot of fixtures coming up in a row out of this. So
and think about all the injuries, too, the next few days.
Oh, my God. It's going to get juicy for sure. The one good thing for Chelsea that happened in the last week is that their draw was about as good as you can get in the Champions League.
Right.
You know, that being said, you're still going to field your best teams there, but maybe you can get through with a game or two to spare so that they become a little less tenuous. I mean, Maccabi Tel Aviv, Dinamo Kiev, and Porto, obviously, is the other tougher team in there. But the other two, they should be able to walk through that group pretty easily.
Yeah, you think so. Looking at some tweets here. Where is it? Kian 5000. Do you think Jose has any actual friends? I just can't imagine him hanging out with anybody.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's true, actually. Can you see Josie?
I'd have a few pints with him. Absolutely.
I think we've had that conversation many times, the dinner. Who would you go to dinner with? Five people from the football
world. I don't
think
I'd put Jose in there.
Honestly?
I don't. I like Jose. I do. I find him intriguing, but I think it'd be a bore.
Oh, man.
A real bore.
Matthew Barnaby just started following me on Twitter. That's interesting.
Yeah, I was talking to him and Dean Blundell on Friday. Right. I gave him a team to support. West Ham, I gave them. Well, Dean's family's from that part of the country, yada, yada, yada. But I didn't realize at the time, I forgot they were playing Liverpool the next day. So I took some abuse on Saturday.
Wait, so you were talking to Blundell.
And Barnaby was co-hosting.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Hmm. So they must be that they're going to be listening to the podcast. Now they're huge soccer fans.
I don't know what's going on.
Or he's done his research on who's important in this building that I need to follow. Should I seek regular employment? Hello, producer.
He's liaising himself with the fast rising stars at Sportsnet.
He's got the wrong guy. Maybe he follows you and you mentioned me in a tweet and maybe he saw it.
Yeah, there's no, way you make it.
Did Jackie Redmond message you? Maybe he followed Jackie Redmond.
There's no way Dobby makes it high in this company with the HR issues pending.
Stop it.
At some point, it has to
stop it.
How you got through your score career, I'll never know.
No, but he's matured beyond
yeah, that's what's happening. I mean, look, yes.
He doesn't even wear jeans during the day. What are those?
I'm wearing jeans right now.
You didn't have to say that. I've seen you with Dockers and dress pants on far too many occasions. Yeah,
yeah. You guys have that Segway still lying around from
Tim Lasseur last week? For Friday, actually. Yeah, unfortunately. I would use it to get to my desk after this, but we rented it just for a day.
That was hilarious. I happened to just catch a thing later in the show, and it was like, wow, very well done.
If you missed it last week on Tim and Sid, Sid got run over by a Segway. not one of our great Segways in the podcast, but actually an actual Segway.
Yeah. If you go to Tim and Sid on Twitter, you'll see it in the tweets from Friday. There's a whole segment about it online. Go ahead.
I think back to the whole Jose, would you want to hang out with him? I just think it'd be one of those, I don't know, all-knowing, know-it-all blowhards, you know. You can't talk to him because he'll just interrupt you. It's more like a monologue, you know. And
he's like not hanging
listening.
Out with one of us.
Very similar, monologue. Actually. You know? Yeah, very similar, yeah. Different. And I don't want to or enjoy going out with you guys with beers either, really.
That's why we do it once a year.
Yeah.
Christmas is the last time we've shared a pint.
Last night, yesterday.
I left after a beer, didn't I? Because you were boring me all.
I forgot you were even there. So, yes.
What?
I forgot he was even there. Well, he was gone so quick. We stayed for two hours.
I was less invisible there than I was in the football field.
Mm. You guys actually both did really well. I was impressed.
Well, wouldn't go that far.
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy.
Better than 9.
Only because I was playing beside Lexi in defense. So just and my 1 minute shifts were handy. I was swapping with Dobby's 55-year-old dad. So I'm 41, so I'm no spring chicken, but I'm relying on a 55-year-old to sub me off and give me some minutes because I was dying out there.
Yeah, but Dobby's dad has the best fitness and you know, one of the best touches on the entire squad. So take that with a grain of salt.
Yeah,
I was disappointed in myself. Because I only asked Sixero to play so I wouldn't be the worst person on the team. He scored.
He scored a nice goal.
And
yeah.
his touch and his endurance far better than I expected.
Absolutely.
Yes, but Sid did do a lot of standing around. I didn't notice.
Yes,
a lot of standing around. But his
touch
is pretty good. Yeah. I'm assuming you're doing like a big, huge segment on that today on the show. Right? I'm assuming, right?
Yeah.
It'll be on plan.
Yeah, you know, Shapiro's been hired by the Jay. Now we're going to start with Sid's performance at the
It'll make it today. It is looking like a really busy day.
Oh. Sarah Lung on Twitter has given us the aces sign for the parking discussion in last week's podcast. Really enjoyed it. Awesome.
I don't remember it.
Thank you so much for listening.
What was it?
The free parking where we were talking about TFC. We opened the show talking about nothing to do with football.
All right.
Much like today.
Yeah. It's becoming more difficult to craft the tweets who are like, this is the podcast. If you like these things, this is what we're on about.
Teddy M, at Wise Weasel. Why is Weasel 6? Odd. He says, Rooney done? Was he ever world class? 2 seasons with 20-plus goals. Had more where he started off overweight. Maybe he's too thin now. We need fat Rooney back. He's got more goals.
There was
right?
a time when he was world class. I mean, he had a run of about a year and
but
a half.
He's not anymore.
He was, no, definitely not.
He's not. He'll still start for England, though. This weekend, and he probably should still start for England. It's not as if any strikers are scoring for England right now, you know, for the clubs. Jamie Vardy, I like Jamie Vardy, energetic, but come on. Mm. Harry Kane, jeez. What a miss he had in the weekend for Spurs.
Yeah.
Breakaway against Everton.
Did you see the comparison list to the sophomore busts or the once promising starlets, on TalkSport or the Telegraph?
He's not in there yet, is he? He can't be.
But it is. They're just putting the list out as in like, oh, you don't think Kane's living up to the hype? Here's 15 players who were fantastic, like Ravel Morrison, a few that have escaped me.
Francis Jeffers, Freddie Sears.
Yes, Francis Jeffers is there, yeah.
Has to be.
There was a...
trying to think. Darius Vassell has to be there too, surely.
He wasn't on the list that I looked at, but you could argue he deserves to be. Mm-hmm. He did have... Would you say he had a successful England stint? But he was in there for a bit.
He did score some goals.
He did go to
England, but I wouldn't say successful.
He did go to the Euro.
Yeah. It wasn't starting games as it was on a regular basis.
No.
Pretty sure he was on the field at the end of that Portugal game. And
he was in penalties, yeah.
Yeah.
Peter Crouch. Oh. What?
Four? I'm trying to think of the year.
Euro 2004, yeah.
Was it really 2004? Wow. It's a long
But was
time
he in that World Cup team that lost as well?
No, I don't believe so.
No. And now he's playing in the deepest, darkest Turkey?
Somewhere.
Yeah, probably. He probably is. Most guys who, where are they now? Turkey. Mm. Making a lot of money and living a nice lifestyle, apparently, which is why they keep going there.
Poor Freddie Adu. He left Turkey for Tampa. Now,
I know, yeah, yeah.
Boy. You know what I finally watched? I finally bought it.
What?
Next Goal Wins.
Oh, really?
Rangan's movie.
Oh, you got it.
I finally
bought
it.
Can I please borrow it?
Oh, I digitally bought it.
How do I share that with you? DVD now.
Do the porn pop-ups?
Is IT calling you?
I would share that.
Bring your computer in and I'll watch it on that.
It was
next
great.
Podcast, we'll just sit here and watch it loud.
Yeah, it'd be amazing. It'd be like doing like a fake draft or something.
Like those director's commentaries, you know, the additions on the DVD. Like, who watches the movie with like director commentary? The movie, the volume's low.
Yeah.
Oh, this is where I thought this would be a great idea.
The lighting on the center back was just wonderful in this scene. It's my favorite scene because of the lighting on the center back and the way it looked on the center back's forehead and the lighting was on the center.
Is that a TIFF review?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
What is TIFF? Is that pretty soon?
Soon.
Very soon.
I'm reading The Martian right now, which is coming out very soon. Might be actually at TIFF. I'm not sure. Good book.
Mm-hmm. They look like some great movies.
You're scaring me.
Too many snobs. I don't really want to
TIFF?
Go.
Yeah, no,
remember when we worked at the old building? God. It was just like TIFF week was awful.
So many tight pants.
Oh, people just completely fool themselves.
Beards and stuff. And like Dunlop, basically.
Yeah.
So many Dunlops walking around the hotel.
Yeah, I know, But we don't know them.
Gone are my rubber shirt days.
Yeah, that's true. Christ. You're married now. There's no time for rubber shirt parties. Soccer, right?
Oh, yes. Is that what we're doing?
City, they won again, 2-0 against Watford. Sterling with his first goal. I know we mentioned City to a certain point here, but they've won 10 games in a row now, going back to last season. They really have bounced back. And De Bruyne arrived.
Crazy.
He's great. But where does he fit in on this team? Right, he's a central or left-sided player. I'm sure he can play right where you think there might be space. But you're not going to drop Sterling right now. I think Silva's better centrally, although he looked pretty good when he moved to the right on the weekend at halftime.
Right.
I was wondering, is it just for the sake of buying a player in one of those Man City moves?
Definitely is a future buy, but I don't think that they are convinced that Silva and Navas are players that they can rely upon this season,
surely.
I think that they might think otherwise about him. Yeah, I think that he's at the end of days
at City.
But I said this on TalkSport the other night. I honestly believe this is absolutely City keeping prize talent away from their competition. It was
like Chelsea, who sold him
this money.
He's crying every day he wants to leave. Was the quote from Mourinho recently?
I mean, he's got a very crying kind of face, though, right? You can see him having really red cheeks and crying his eyes out.
What was he crying for? That he wasn't playing, or when I read that before, I kind of thought that he didn't, like playing in England, or they didn't adapt to it, or this and that. But I guess it was more over playing time. But the quickness, the acceleration of this guy's career and the value. I mean, the fact that
staggering.
Chelsea sold him for £17 million or just less in 2014.
Shocking.
And they sell him for 50 plus. I mean, Wolfsburg made £34 million on this move.
They could go the whole year without selling another gem.
And they might be getting Draxler now, I heard.
Yeah.
Well, again, a rumor, but it should be a fantastic replacement.
Yeah.
I thought Draxler was going to Juve.
And Bayern Munich as well. Who the hell knows?
Yeah. It should go to Arsenal. He's so good.
He's very, very good. Shocking. I agree. I don't know. I mean, listen, it's just the way the business works, I guess. I think he's a very good player. He's an assist machine last year. But I just wonder where, obviously he's good enough, he'll get games at City. But it's just, and if he if it is a case of keeping him away from the competition, I just hate that. Because so many good players rotting on benches, not getting their chance because of that exact mentality in various leagues. And it's one of the worst parts of modern football. Yeah.
The
sport.
The free, how long before the free Fabian Delph shirts? October, maybe? Can we all agree on one thing and then move on from this? The one pronunciation, because he is a player that has the multiples because nobody really knows. De Bruyne. I've heard De Brown. Right? I go with De Bruyne.
De Bruyne, I'm pretty certain it's De Bruyne.
But
I've been going.
But many say De Bruyne.
Yeah. Looks like Draxler's
going. I think Martin
Tyler
even said that.
Is Wolfsburg then? Yeah, for sure. Okay.
Somebody's got him pictured in a Wolfsburg kit this morning.
Really? Training. Well, that, you know what? Oh, that yeah? is not a, how much is he costing? That's the question.
Not sure.
Schalke's a mess, right? So I wonder what he's
30.
Schalke's a real mess.
36 million. So about the same. Yeah.
Okay. So
about what the profit that they're making.
You know, De Bruyne for Draxler, that's not a bad, no, not a bad little trade off, is it?
Yeah.
I'll take that. Talked about City. Okay, let's get to Liverpool against West Ham, 3-0. It's a great start to the season, derailed.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the points and the results probably blinkered us a little bit as far as their start to the season.
Mm-hmm.
Liverpool, it was okay. They weren't playing great, but defensively looking pretty good. But it was West Ham team who. Different beast on the road than it is at home, apparently. It's two losses at home.
Overall, I mean, this season.
That team is exciting as well.
Overall, this season, just the amount of away victories and the way teams are playing away from home, it's constant. I mean, even this weekend, you see all kinds. I mean, West Brom obviously aided by red cards to Stoke, but Palace and West Ham winning away from home. And it's just been one of those starts of the season where teams are going away and doing it. And West Ham have looked great in their two road matches. I mean, mm-hmm. if you had said before the season, after four games, West Ham would have won at Arsenal and Liverpool, you could have thought they'd have 12 points and be top of the table because their home matches were against, you know, Leicester and Bournemouth, and they have nothing at home. It's very interesting. Maybe their style of play suits it. Maybe Bilic is getting his tactics right away from home and not at home, and there's more pressure. I can't really put my finger on why, but stunning.
I'm starting to think San Siro, Bernabeu, there's nowhere Slaven Bilic can't win except for East London.
Yeah. It must be. But yeah, dreadful performance, but a great one by West Ham. That Lanzini kid looked pretty good, didn't he?
He looks very good, yeah, from Al Jazeera. He's,
Al Jazeera? That's a TV company. It's a media company.
No, there's there is a team here.
I know.
Different spelling.
I know. Yeah. He's hired from a recent television network.
You're big on your Qatari football, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. Gives us hope. After this tournament, that's all we wanted. A Middle Eastern professional football contract.
I'll take it.
I'd play Qatari League 4.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you couldn't, but you would. That's League right. 4? No chance.
If I threw the ES on the end of my name and spun the whole Portuguese line.
I don't know. I
look the part, as Davi's dad said.
You do look the part.
He comes up to me like early on in the day. He says, Dunlop, honestly, like it's a tragedy. I'm like, what are you on about, Steve?
Is that what he said?
God, you so look the part. Like, you look like you should be great. Thanks a lot, Steve.
Yeah.
Have a great day.
Awesome.
5 hours of football with you, buddy. Thanks for coming out. Spartak Sportsnet. We missed you.
I've got a picture of the old man just sitting there just shaking his head. That's tragic.
That's exactly what he did.
Yeah.
So disappointed. Arsenal won. They beat Newcastle 1-0. By the way, Colaccini, Fabio Colaccini, right?
Yeah.
Ever seen him in the same room as a 1980s Alain Prost?
Great reference.
Right?
He's considerably
funny
bigger, though.
This weekend, for the longest time, I thought, who does he look like? For years now, who does Colaccini look like? And it's like, boom!
Yeah.
Alain Prost.
I've never thought that. Maybe because his hair is a bit lighter and because he's 6'8".
Right.
But, yeah.
Face,
but
just
good
like,
reference.
Google Alain Prost, right? Okay. And like 80s Alain Prost, where he had the bigger hair. Not quite Colaccini big, mm-hmm. but bigger hair.
The rival from Senna. If you've seen the documentary Senna,
yeah.
His rival.
Yeah.
That's Alain Prost.
You got it there?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, it's good? Not bad. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Good look here.
Yeah. Like this one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's not bad. Yeah.
If I cared about this podcast, I'd do like a split screen on my Twitter feed later on, but I don't, so I
are you printing out your musical posters? I don't know. These look like a band you would like.
Is that Florence and the Machine?
Do you know who this is? Bon Jovi and Friends.
No idea. No. The theme, another theme in the Premier League this weekend, red cards, a lot of sending offs. I mean, I don't know what Coutinho was thinking, getting one for time wasting right before the half. And then,
level 42. It's level 42.
Sorry. Okay.
So, for those of you who aren't in this room right now, there's randomly pictures on the table in front of us that we're discussing.
Mark Noble shouldn't have been sent off.
No, he should.
As well.
I thought Coutinho was harsh as well.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, but Coutinho was harsh. But the first one was for time wasting, which was silly.
Right.
Yeah, agreed.
Or just, you know, trying to block the ball.
Stopped and turned. But regardless, weak ones, but for sure Noble was not
right. I think there were six red cards this weekend in the Premier League.
But West Ham have six cards in the last 10 games. Six red cards. There were some bad calls.
That is a Slaven Bilic team.
Yeah.
Mitrovic, absolutely.
Mitrovic as well. That I don't know about that. A straight red. That was.
Yeah, but his reputation precedes him, right?
Yeah.
He's known for being a nutter.
Yeah. A couple for Stoke within the first half an hour as well.
I read a good article about Mitrovic in the Chronicle. It wasn't our friend Lee Ryder, but it was, I think it was in the Chronicle. Anyway, talking about how he, has the potential to be a cult hero on Tyneside if he gets the opportunity and if he doesn't get sent off every other game. Mm-hmm. 4 games, 2 yellows, 1 red. But he's exactly that player that you'd love to have on your team and absolutely hate to be playing against.
You see, I feel bad for McLaren, right? His team hasn't won yet, but they're actually playing pretty well.
Much better than last season.
Absolutely organized, tough to break down, just can't get the goal scoring going. And they can't find that. A bit of luck, that's what they need, right? Yeah. It's a break, and then I think Newcastle will be just fine.
I think they need John Carver back in the bench.
Maybe. What are John Carver's doing right now? I mean, he'll get a job somewhere, for sure. I always wonder where. Anyway, Villa 2, Sunderland 2, your boy, Scott Sinclair. Mm-hmm. 5 goals his last 2 games, including the League Cup. 2 this weekend, and got a hat-trick in the League Cup last week.
When he took the number 9 shirt, I didn't like it. But if he's going to score goals like that, all right, you can take it. I mean, Tim Sherwood clearly bought the wrong IU. So at least someone's scoring goals. Imagine if they had the right IU and they were bagging those goals.
I know.
And would have won.
They'd be in
against
first place
Sunderland.
In every league in Europe.
They'd win the World Series.
Pretty much. They'd win the World Series. Yeah. Brini could be back to Sunderland. £10 million. Really? Finally.
What is the point?
Do you think the Sunderland faithful will accept him after he said, I ain't going there last year. I'm going to win my spot at Liverpool. And now it's like, oh, okay. £10 million. Wonderful. £10 million?
He said, no. Well, what do they pay Brini? For Jaccarini? Every Jaccarini, number is inflated.
I thought Jaccarini would be a much bigger success than he was.
He had a decent first year. I mean, he scored a few goals and then he just kind of went the...
It was that,
by the wayside.
That year at the same time, the same window, Danny Osvaldo and Emmanuel Jaccarini went to Sunderland and Southampton.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was like, wow, this is where the Prem's at right now. This is the level. And both of them sucked.
Bournemouth 1, Leicester 1. Callum Wilson with a nice...
goal of the weekend.
He's got 4 goals now in his last 2 games as well. Nice story. Lower leagues.
Is that becoming a more common name? I feel like I never saw that name until just recently.
I think it's relatively been well popular for a while. Callum Best, right? George Best's son is Callum Best. Isn't Tim McCallis one of his sons called Callum?
No.
And Cameron.
No?
Cameron, that's right. Cameron. God, this is a terrible podcast.
Yeah, it is really bad.
We are really like deviating.
Really scratching.
We just got tweets praising our parking conversation last week. We have fans.
Let's go back to Twitter, shall we? What else are people
Callum McManaman,
here?
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, that's right, yeah.
Remember that Steve McManaman interview?
Okay. Mm-hmm. At stays good. Seriously, what the hell is wrong with Arsene? Is he senile? They've needed the same personnel for years now. Yep. You're right. They're disappointing me again.
Senile.
My God, Theo Walcott stung up front, useless this weekend. And he got, 24 hours before the window closes? Do something. You're close, Austin. You really are close.
Yeah.
Do something. Get a striker. Get a defender. My God, it's just so frustrating. Right. Wise Weasel again. Who is Anthony Martial? Looks like a French Welbeck. Heavens no. Please tell me he's Thierry Henry's son. Could be, possibly. The same shit head.
Yeah. Could be Rowan Ricketts' son. Don't know much about him, but again, if they're hinging their hopes on him, boy.
50 million? Like, they're so desperate. This is the thing. LVG has screwed himself so much. Well, Woodward, I guess, essentially, that everyone who gets a phone call from United is going to go, hey, what did we want for him before?
Yeah.
Tell him 10 mil more.
Yeah.
But that's always the case, though, right? I think with these clubs, it really is. You know, you get United calling you or City, it's like, it's a different world compared to if it's, Scunthorpe United calling you. A little bit different.
Yes.
You want him? You can have him, sure, but it's going to be $3 bajillion. Mm. Sure, we'll pay that. All right, anything else in the weekend, boys, you want to get to? This has actually flown by this podcast.
I feel like we're doing it injustice.
You think it's good?
No, to end this early. I feel like we just got in the room.
I don't know, it feels that way. We've been doing it for like 40, 45
minutes. Like 40 minutes,
right? And I'm going to go anyway. So,
are we hitting bits and bobs?
Yeah, we are. Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I was going to save the baseball talk. I figured the hat would come up at some point. But here's a good note. Well, I was walking down the street, and if you've ever been to Toronto or know anyone from Toronto, you know it's a giant city made up of people from everywhere else. So it's quite common to see other hats from other teams, no matter the sport. It's quite common. But someone's handing out papers, handing out the free Metro papers today. I was walking by and politely said, no, I'm okay, thanks. And he whacked me with a paper and goes, you should be wearing a Jays hat. You never get that in this
city. Awesome.
Excellent.
Yeah, I applauded the guy for saying that.
I applaud him, too.
You never get that in this city.
Yeah. You should be slapped.
Especially for hitting you. Yeah, it's great. Yeah.
Well, it was a mild, you know.
A tap. I love tap.
A tap.
Could have been those, get out there on the pitch and score us a goal, Dunlop taps. Could have been one of those.
Well, what many of those?
No, no. Be waiting a long time.
I almost had one, though.
Bits and bobs?
Ah, I got nothing. My life's so boring.
Yeah, it is pretty
bad. 11-7. What segue are we going to hire in today?
We've got no budget. Like, just spend whatever you want.
All right.
Oh, the cafeteria is open when I go for lunch.
Oh, there's a new cafeteria today at Rogers. I wonder how that's going to be.
Wow. That's a great bits and bobs.
Yeah, though. Very interesting. Yeah. I'm going to the Jays
game
tonight.
What does your office look like? When did you book those tickets?
I actually got them like last week. This is the last series that there's some available.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Because
you should lend him your Indians hat.
No.
You have one,
maybe
right?
I'll try and go to the ballgame next.
Have you got Indians hat?
Yeah. I had one from back in the day because I went there on a trip. I think it's okay to acquire gear.
No.
Really?
No,
Did you call out our friend of two initials that works for a three
JK
letter?
JK backwards? Yeah. Why? Well, he's got
other... You didn't see him yesterday wearing his Marseille blue?
Was it Marseille?
He'd gone on holiday.
Really? Yeah. Well, you know what? It's not so bad if you're going overseas. I've got a couple of Barcelona t-shirts I got at the Barca shop.
Yeah, you do, yeah.
Right? That's not so bad.
But I think when one that says there's only one club.
Yeah. In Spain. In Spain.
Okay.
It's a cool t-shirt.
All
right. I like the t-shirt. Fits me quite well now, actually.
There
you go. £
Yeah. Nice.
It was bursting a bit there for a while.
Looking trim, eh?
Yeah, well, I won't go that far. No, not trim.
Next week, tweet us your exercise.
I'll end the bits and bobs, and it's a bit of a sad note, actually. A very sad note. Graham Leggett, who was a pioneer of soccer media in this country, died this weekend.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
I believe in St. Catharines. And those who watched Soccer Saturday growing up in the 90s, I guess, was he around in the 80s too before I moved here?
I think he was. Yeah.
I remember that. Honestly, I remember watching it with my dad when I was a kid, and that's how you got the results. You literally were getting the Sheffield United results from the previous week because there was no internet unless you called over and spent a long distance. That's how you got the result from the previous week.
Yep.
Absolute legend.
Yeah.
Absolute legend. Pioneer. Visionary, you know, perhaps if not for Graham Leggett's efforts, we wouldn't be sitting here right now doing what we do, because he really brought English football and European football to the masses here in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And I, for one, respected the guy massively. Never met him, unfortunately, but I thought he was a big part of what we've done in this business.
Absolutely.
Soccer in this country. So, sad note, but Graham Leggett, you were and are an absolute legend. We'll miss you.